Back now with Day to Day, a report out today from the Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction shows rampant corruption and disorganization in the effort to rebuild that country. This is the second, actually, of three reports. They're called Lessons Learned. The author is on Capitol Hill today testifying. Joining us now is Tess Vigeland from Marketplace. Tess, what are the latest lessons learned from the Iraq Reconstruction effort?
Well, there are many of the same lessons we've been hearing for a while now, Alex, just with some new details. This report from Inspector General Stuart Bowen says things were pretty much doomed from the outset. The security situation got in the way of rebuilding projects, and the agencies that were responsible for handing out contracts didn't consult with each other. Douglas Holtz Aiken, a fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, says that the rush to get contractors over there really just left coordination by the wayside.
In an effort to get things done fast, it's tempting to minimize the overhead of the contracting process. Don't do bids, don't go through a long bidding and procurement process, but just identify someone qualified, do the work, and go forward. What we'll see is that wasn't very effective.
And he also says that the definition of success over there is somewhat in the eye of the beholder.
The original debate was to what extent you reconstruct Iraq, to what standard, and reconstruction as a result could be very expensive because you want to do a lot, or less expensive because you get it back to the pre-war condition. This makes it even more difficult to resolve whether we've done our job, because it makes it harder to believe we've even used the amount of money we've committed to this effectively.
And officials are now facing a September 30th deadline for figuring out which projects to fund with the $2 billion that they have left from the $21 billion that was allotted for reconstruction efforts to begin with.
A test of the report also talks about local corruption as a barrier to getting these projects done.
Yeah, on top of the contracting problems, the report says that bribes and other corruption have cost the Iraqi government some $4 billion each year. And it also says that it cites a survey that says a third of Iraqis that were polled recently said that they had to pay a bribe to get some sort of service or product in return. And the report says that that kind of corruption could really jeopardize what little political stability there is, because there's no trust.
Does this report come with some recommendations or suggestions for the future?
It does. First off, Bowen suggests that contractors could be pre-qualified, or should be pre-qualified, before they even get the contract. That doesn't happen right now. And one thing that would ensure it does happen would be to have what the report calls a reserve force of contractors that are ready to go in any situation like this. He's also very keen on consolidating the contract awarding process under a single agency, and trying to finish some of the smaller projects that can be completed in less time. And we'll have more on this later today in Marketplace.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, from American Public Media.